Welcome to Listen, Think, Talk, a podcast series brought to you by Seward Consulting, focused on relevant ways to impact and influence organizational cultures in the fields of business and education. This is Steve Seward, a communications specialist and founder of Seward Consulting. Let's explore authentic, game-changing ways to move theory into action through an intentional focus on listening, thinking, and behaving. As we know, communication is imperative to both individual and collective success. Today, we're going to explore different ways to enhance communication through both nonverbal and verbal communication. Sit back, relax, and think about how you and your language and your nonverbals can help to change culture, perceptions, and your own personal realities. Intentional interactions begin with listening, thinking, and then talking. Have you ever met somebody who understood their content and you wanted to learn from, only to realize they started talking and you stopped listening? Have you ever fully engaged with somebody and it was less about what they were saying and more about how they presented themselves or an idea? Chances are this was due in part to the nonverbal cues that were within the situation. In this podcast, we will explore the topic of communication through the use of nonverbal and verbal cues. When communicating, 93% of a message is communicated through body language and non-linguistic cues, while only 7% consists of the words themselves. Researched by John Borg in The Unspoken Dialogue, An Introduction to Nonverbal Communication. Knowing this information and making intentional choices in relationship to how we communicate can change perceptions, engagement, and ultimately the interaction itself. In this podcast, we're going to explore the research on nonverbal communication. We'll analyze the concepts of approachable and credible stances, and we'll wrap it up with a focus on balanced inquiry and advocacy. All things you have complete control over as you engage in conversations with colleagues inside and outside of your organization, as well as with your friends and your family. People infer meaning based on the nonverbal and verbal components of communication. 65% of meaning is inferred through the posture, the gesture, proximity, muscle tension, and facial expression. The nonverbal components consist of 35% of communication, which include the pitch, the volume, inflection, pace, and words. Think about what this might look like when you're face-to-face versus when you're on the phone, and what people might be inferring about your message. As we think about communication, the other thing that we want to pay attention to is the difference between the approachable stance and a credible stance. When you think about the approachable stance and your communication, think about it in how are you asking people questions and seeking inquiry. Your voice patterns actually go up and down and end on more of a high note. The other is credible. It's for seeking information. Our voice pattern is almost flatlined and it ends on a down note with an intentional pause. It might sound something like this. In an approachable stance, asking a question, it might sound like, "And team, what are some other things we might consider?" You can hear my voice pattern going up and down and ending on a high note. If I'm in the credible stance, it might sound like this. We continually talk about our team goals and our vision for success. You're an important part in making that happen. So you can hear my voice pattern slowing, pausing, and actually going down. We can combine those two, the approachable and the credible, to make our message more impactful. It might sound something like this, starting off at credible and moving to approachable. Team, we continually talk about our goals, our vision, and how each of us contributes to the larger success. As you think about your role, what are some things that you want to pay attention to, knowing your impact on the team? You can hear the beginning pieces of the credible stance, the voice pattern pausing and going down at the end, and the approachable, the voice pattern going up. Balancing these two based on your outcome is key. Now that's the voice pattern, which are the words, the pace, the inflection, the volume, and the pitch. If you were to see me, you would also see that my posture and my gestures my facial expressions look like this. In the approachable stance, my palms would be up slightly, my body and my face is fluid, and my chin is up. In the credible stance, then, the palms are down, the body and face are still, and the chin actually lowers. Again, not only your voice patterns are something to be aware of, it's also the nonverbal components of your posture, gesture, proximity, muscle tension, and facial expression. Navigating between these two stances based on your intentions and your outcome is key. The final thing that we're going to explore today is the difference between inquiry and advocacy, also combining this with the approachable and the credible stances. So as you think about inquiry, it's when asking questions, for getting people to think, which of course would be in the approachable stance. If you think about advocacy, that's allowing others to hear your point of view. That's going to be done in the credible stance. When we think about inquiry and we think about advocacy, just like approachable and credible, we're flowing between the two with intention. We can move from inquiry to advocacy, back to inquiry, or we can move from advocacy into inquiry, back to advocacy, based on our intention. When thinking about inquiry, some sentence stems that might support you are these. What might, what seems, what did or do you, what are some, in what ways, when might, how might. Those sentence stems automatically allow cognition to happen. When advocating, you might cause cognitive conflict, and or you just might summarize some of the ideas. It might sound something like this. I hold this another way. Or, I see it differently. Or, an additional idea. Or, an assumption I'm exploring. Or, taking that one step further. Or, from another perspective. By advocating in these ways, what you're doing is either adding on to somebody's thinking, or you're causing cognitive conflict, which ultimately grows the thinking of yourself and others. As you think about your personal and professional goals and clarity of your message related to your nonverbal and verbal components of communication, something you might wish to do is pay attention to others, pay attention to yourself, and perhaps even video or audio record yourself with the purpose of reflecting on your noticings. You can then listen, think, and adjust as you explore how your communication is impacting your ultimate goals as well as the thinking of others. Thanks for listening, thinking, and focusing on how your intentional talk can produce communication and success within your organization. Don't forget to check out stevesewardconsulting.com. Subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, review the podcast, or tell a friend about it. Be sure to join our email list and download the white paper. Remember to contact Steve Seward Consulting to learn beside your team, present at your conference, or engage in a Train the Trainer Institute.